Today's guest is Laura Strachan. Laura is 61 years young. She is one of my star pupils. So I am having her on because I am highlighting students this month as I get ready to head into a new season with the Second Half Spark School. Doors will be opening for enrollment on the 31st. And I think that showcasing my students who have had these amazing transformations is a great way to start the year, a great way to show what's possible when you decide, as these students have done, when you decide to commit to change, when you decide that you want your life to be better than it is. And Laura did a 180, let me tell you. And I am so thrilled that her life is what it is today and that she is really lighting up the world with her being. She is being the person that she's meant to be, and she's lit up about life every single day. She's so joy-filled, and when you're joy-filled and joyful, then it spills out of you. And it's like a magnet to the wonderful things that come into your life. And one of the things that Laura talks about, which I'm really excited for you to hear, is how she listens and waits for signs and how she really pays attention. And she listens more for the signs. And that's one thing that I didn't do before. And it really takes practice. And she has like really mastered it. And her life is completely new things and new opportunities are unfolding for her all the time because of that approach to life that she takes now. And it just makes me sad that where she was 14 months ago, but makes me so happy that I have the Second Half Spark School and that she found me on Instagram that day and decided to enroll in the free training that I did. And the free training, one little action that she was inspired to take that created the snowball effect that is continuing to this day. And so it's really remarkable, her story. And I'm excited to bring her on. She's been on in the past, but this is a fresh update. So we can learn about what Laura is doing now and what she has in store for this new year. So always something interesting going on in Laura's life. She's traveling all over the place. And she is, like I said, lit up. And you will feel lit up just by listening to her, probably. All right, so let's get to the interview now.
Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And today's guest is a return visitor. And I am excited to bring her back and get a life update. So this is Laura Strachan. Hello, Laura.
Hello. It's so nice for you to bring me back.
Yes. Well, I always enjoy talking to Laura. In fact, she's on my team. So it's so funny how we met and how it's evolved into what it is today, where we have a really close friendship and we talk fairly frequently. So I told her, I said, I'm going to have to pretend like I really don't know what's going on, but I won't do that. Obviously, I'm I'm totally transparent. So, but yeah, she, I know what's going on in her life. So it's not like I could interview and say, so what, you know, tell me about what you do, because, I know what she does. But for the listeners, I'll just interview like I normally interview people. Like, I don't know you as well as I do. So, yeah. So Laura is a previous student, and she comes, like, if you listen to my episode that aired last week, when I'm recording this, I had just uploaded the episode with Nancy, and Nancy was a previous student. And I think they're very good examples of two very different people and how they came into the school for different reasons, but both because they just knew they weren't happy, essentially. But how, you know, what lights them up is very different. What they're doing in their day-to-day is very different. And so I think that the kind of having these two examples that are very different is really good, because people can relate to the different things about each of you. So I wanted to start where you share when you came in, how you met me, how you came across me, because we were random strangers on the internet. And so how you found out about the Second Half Spark School, and then what drove you to realize that it was maybe the answer to what you needed help with.
Wonderful. So in 2020, let's go back to that year, because that was a hard year for everybody. Not only were we in the middle of a pandemic, but I was in the middle of a move. So I moved in May. And then I met you actually in the fall. And by September, I was unpacking everything in my life and getting my house set up. And then all of a sudden I realized, wow, I'm here. I don't know anybody. I'm in a pandemic. What am I going to do? And it was so great, because I love how sometimes I was literally praying to God, help me, you know, and all of a sudden you showed up in my Instagram. So I tuned in, and the first day I met you, I loved how it was late in the training, so it doesn't matter when you join.
Oh, that's Lori. Right. Yeah. You came into the training that I did. I did a free training, which was, I think at the time I was doing a 5-day challenge.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
And the day that I joined was a day of action. So, and then I thought, well, wow, the next day I knew I was going to tune into you. So I thought, I better take action. So I got on my bike and I met some neighbors, and it just kept happening. I found my community here, and
one inspired action that was homework that you did. And that's what I love, is because it, you know, it's so crazy that you didn't know to do that on your own. You just needed to be led, right? And then get the idea.
Well, and it was also hard because of the pandemic. I was afraid with COVID, are people meeting? And
that was early in, well, I guess we were 6 months. Yeah, I guess, because when you went through the training, it was October. So that was, well into the pandemic. But yeah, you still didn't know anybody. So yeah, that's scary.
But you're right. Taking that one action just led like a spark that just kept going and going. And then it just led to one thing after the next. So that was really exciting. It really brought me into knowing a neighbor who had never learned to read. And he comes every day of the week excited just to learn. And he didn't know how to read. He had dyslexia all his life. And his parents are just so excited that he's gone from a pre-primer level now to a beginning fourth grade reading level. It's so exciting for me.
And what grade is he in?
He's homeschooled, but he's 16 years old.
Okay. So
for him to, like, and he's writing and to get all these pieces together, it's really, it brings me so much joy working with him.
Yeah. So a little bit of background on you and your experiences. You were a teacher. So do you want to talk about how you kind of, so much of what lights us up, if we had a career that we loved, is going back to that, or like finding ways in which you can use those skills and that experience that you have to do something new. And so that you found a way to do that.
Yeah. So I was a special educator and I worked for 18 years and I was really interested in Orton Gillingham. It's a visual auditory kinesthetic program. And it worked really well in the school when I worked with different severe behavioral kids and LD and different populations. And so, yeah, that was just a part of my life. And then when I was 40, I kind of transitioned. I had cancer and thought I'd take a year off and stopped teaching. So I did some other things after teaching, but you're right. I retired when I moved here and I really was excited that I had that background to work with somebody in the community. And I think that's been something that I enjoy is giving back to the community. I've always been a volunteer with teaching reading back when I was in Cincinnati. And I also enjoy yoga. So I was a big part of the yoga community and bringing yoga into the schools as well. In fact, like in the early 90s, I had a teacher named Lilius, and she's considered the first woman of yoga. And she's been my teacher since I was 25. So I think it's so important to have a mentor. So I think I know that's really why I picked you is I needed a mentor. I left my community. Lilius is now not teaching. She's in her 80s, but she's still a dear friend. And I got to see her this past summer. She asked me to get 6 friends. And it's a tall order. So I came into Cincinnati and it all worked and we ate outside because of the pandemic. And but it's just such a joy that I stay in touch with her as well.
Yeah. So how do you think you got stuck in this place? You know, if there's people out there listening, we're still going through a pandemic. In fact, you know, we're going through Omicron right now, which is forcing a lot of people to cancel plans, to adjust life to the new normal. And, you know, I just recently got over it. So, you know, obviously the pandemic, you know, just was this thing that we didn't know what it was and we were trying to navigate life with it. So was that, do you think that was a large part of it or what else was driving this, where you're such a people person and you love to connect with people, but you got stuck in not doing the things that you always love to do?
Well, that's a great question. And I think my biggest getting stuck, and I think it happens to all of us in different times of our lives, and I think it's in transition. So I think sometimes we get stuck when we're facing a new transition. And for me, that was a huge transition to move. And so I started just not even wanting to get out of bed because I was like getting very depressed and didn't feel like I knew anyone. And when I saw your picture of someone jumping and I was like, wow, I need that vitality. I need to get my life back. Kind of just, I knew the minute I saw you and then I took that one action, I was like, well, if she can change my life in just one action, I know I need this program. So I signed up and it's changed my life. And I'm so grateful that you have this program to offer to people because it really does help. And when you get stuck in these transitions and when you're not sure where to go. And for me, I just needed one little push just to get me through that hurdle. Hmm.
Yeah. And then you took the bull by the horns and you just like ran with it. Like you, and the thing that I love is your spirit. And it makes me so sad to think that you were so stuck in this place where you couldn't even get out of bed because that's so not you. And so you are so encouraging to other people. And that's one of the reasons why I asked her if she wanted to be on my team, because I have a very, very small team. But I saw her without even me asking, she would go into the community and she would support the other students in the community. And she would be there as this just like loving and also as a great role model, an example about what's possible. So it's like the teacher, I can say what can work and, you know, I have my, my lessons that we go through, but having somebody who's actually an example of doing the work and how it has changed her life is so amazing to have in the community. And so I just reached out to her, to Laura, and said, hey, I'm getting ready to do this free training again. And I know you were a participant last time, but do you want to be in the training and help support me in bringing new students on board? And so that's just been like where we started from. And it's been so nice to have you always there and always being really enthusiastic about what we're doing in our training.
Well, that's what I love the most about you, is this is really a lifelong friendship we build with you. And when I came into the community, I realized this was a growing community that you were offering. And that is like the best thing. I've never known someone that's so authentic and sharing and helping you grow, but then also giving you that opportunity not to just learn for that short amount of time, but to keep growing. And it's kind of like an onion. I keep getting deeper and the layers keep peeling. And each time I do a training with you, I keep learning new things. So it's exciting just to see the community that you're building, and also that it is a lifelong community that people can keep coming back and keep getting sparked and keep learning new things. So that's what really lights me up, is just learning new things and being a part of this incredible community.
Yeah. And I like, because, you know, using Nancy as a comparison, Nancy talked about how lit up she is about having this new business that she's creating. And she found that she loved to work with kids, and she was in a job that was actually physically making her sick. So, but she couldn't retire. She still needs to bring in income. And so her approach was, well, let me find something that I like better, or something that'll make me happier. And then she ended up creating this thing that she's so excited about. And you are, and I have other students like you, where you're retired and you're done with the working part of, you know, you don't feel a need to make an income. You just want to enjoy life and make life the best it can possibly be for the rest of the time that you're here. And that can be for, that can be a long, long time. And so I love you as an example, because you're just flitting around the globe. I mean, every time I see you, you're going on one trip, you're doing this other thing. You went on some big hike up a mountain with some friends. You see your parents a lot, which I love, because, you know, time with our loved ones is so valuable, particularly at our age, to have still have parents. You're a twin, so you see your siblings. And so that's really great, because you really make time for what's important to you. You've really gotten, I feel, a handle on what's important in your life, and you're actively pursuing those things that light you up.
That's so true. And I'm excited. I also became a grandmother recently.
Oh, yes.
And yes, so I have a little granddaughter named Cedar Ray.
Yeah.
And she's like a ray of sunshine in my life too. So my daughter lives in Covington, Kentucky, and every time I travel, in fact, I'm getting ready to leave again to visit my parents. They live in Florida. But every time I travel, I'll go visit the granddaughter, because I fly out of Cincinnati. But I am really grateful that I have the opportunity to travel. My parents have 6 kids, and then they have 19 grandchildren, and they have now 15 great grandchildren. So they have been great role models to me as well, because they really think family is important. We spend a lot of time together. And this year we have 2 weddings in the family. So we'll be going to Palm Springs in March with the whole family. And then again, we're going to go to another wedding in Utah where you were, in Sundance. So it's just really exciting. But yeah, I feel like in my community, I've been learning new things all the time. I've been doing yoga, and my teacher, who I had for many years, along with Lilius, she started a place in Cincinnati called Yoga Home. Her name is Katie. And Katie ended up training people for the last 8 years here in Parkersburg. Well, so this community was already here. And so when I moved, I didn't know one of the teachers that were in her teacher's training opened up a studio and she does massage. So that's another thing. I have learned to take better care of myself and love myself more. I do massage. I also found in the middle of nowhere, there's a dance studio. This woman, she's been teaching. She reminds me of my teacher because she's had a following and she'll have celebrated this year in September 40 years. Her name is Jude Bender. So once a week I go there and I dance and we do ballet and it is so much fun, but it's more like a modern dance. And she's going to be doing a lot of free workshops coming up in March. So I'm just so grateful for this amazing community and I keep learning new things and expanding and,
Ripple. I love the ripple that you, well, one thing I want to address too is you look amazing. I mean, I think that you have looked 10 years younger easily since I met you. So you it's a remarkable what vitality and feeling so good about yourself and what you're doing in your life, how that changes you physically. So that I want to say that because you look amazing and definitely not like a grandmother, but I also wanted to touch on, because I talked about this with Nancy and her relationship with her boyfriend and how he was always very supportive of her and how he actually said, and I'm not sure if we talked about in this last interview, but I remember her telling me that he said, I have my Nancy back. And how hard it is for a spouse or a life partner that you live with to, you know, they suffer if they love us when they see their loved ones suffer. So I can imagine Bill was he probably felt horrible because he had moved to West Virginia for his job. And here you were struggling to accept it and struggling to get out of bed. So can you talk just a bit? Because I know that, you know, he saw a lot of change and was very happy with it. And that helped your marriage. And I know your kids even said something to you about it very soon after you started doing the work.
Yeah. So he has been my biggest support and we've been married 34 years, but you know, just in every marriage, you go through ups and downs. And I didn't realize when I moved, I was so resistant to this move because I knew my daughter was going to have kids. And I thought, I want to stay. I've been in Cincinnati. It was comfortable. But it's been the best thing for me. We've downsized, we've simplified our life. So I think he's realized through all of this that I'm embracing this change now. And since I met you, he saw such a change. And I am so grateful for not only the things that you teach us, but I got back on the plan recently because we had been eating a lot at Christmas and just, he's so great because he likes to cook for me, but he wants me to feel good. So for the last 6 days, I'm on day six, I've been on this plan.
Yeah. And, just FYI, this is I something that I found that really works in terms of nutrition. And so that's what she's talking about. It's called the plan, but I share that with my students and some do it and some don't, but Laura did it and really liked it. And I do it too. I go back and do maintenance stuff with it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just grateful because that's something I didn't expect. It was a surprise that I didn't used to cook. I was always so busy. And this year I've had such an abundance living here and my husband helped me. We gardened. We just had so much, we had an abundance of everything this year. So I've been sharing a lot of the things I'm making from my garden, made some homemade tomato sauce. We had grapes. I made grape jam, peach jam. I had persimmons. I never even heard of a persimmon and made persimmon cookies. They almost taste like Christmas. And just had so much zucchini that I had a friend in Cincinnati. I said, hey, let's have a garden party. And we made zucchini and we made a lasagna. And I went there a few days early to do all the cooking because my daughter had a sonogram. And so I got to see her baby before, you know, she was born on the sonogram. And so just a lot of joy has happened this year. And and just all the cooking and the gardening. And I think my kids see that. They see that my husband and I have gotten closer. We've been taking a lot of trips together, just exploring West Virginia. And I think the biggest thing he does is he tries to surprise me a lot. He has a really good sense of humor. He and I laugh a lot. Last night we were dancing in the house because he's a really good dancer. So I just think it's just so nice that he's lighthearted. We listen to, he loves music, and he's got a dream just to, you know, get some synthesizer and just try to play some more music on his own. He also plays guitar, but so for fun, sometimes he gets out his guitar. So
my husband would never get up and dance. Let me tell you that. He only would get up and dance if I force him out on the dance floor, if we're at a wedding and he's had a few beers. That would be the only way. So that sounds like so much fun. And one thing that I came to mind is I remember so clearly when you started taking the Inspired Action and being, it was filling you up and making you want to do another action. And, you know, it's just like one tiny little action and then you took it and then it would be like, oh, and then that would lead you another action. But I remember you saying that things started to unfold. So I would love for you to speak to that whole like magical thing that happens, that the universe delivers once you start to see the abundance, once you start to feel, once you start to live into who you're meant to be and do the things that make you happy, that you just, it's like you create this magnet to yourself. And that was so evident in your life after you started doing some of the actions.
Yeah. So one thing you started teaching us that was really important was to start a morning routine. And I never had a morning routine before. So that was so great because I started getting up and then just drinking some water, hydrating with some lemon, and then just started, you know, planning out my day. I didn't used to really think or make a plan. And I love that I started a gratitude journal. So every day I would be just sitting and then thinking out gratitude, and gratitude's just really opened up my life. And then there's just so much in this routine. We do these daily affirmations, and I've started doing high-fiving in the mirror and just certain things that I make my bed every day before I get started. And then I just get excited when I wake up. And then I think the meditation and getting quiet has really changed me because I'm really consistent with that. And another thing I did when I met you is I started writing just for 10 minutes, and just that writing, being quiet, being still, I get out in nature a lot. These are some things that started bringing clarity to my life. And sometimes I don't always know the answer to things. So I have to sometimes step back and listen. And sometimes it's completely different than I think. So I have to just be open and pivot and look for signs for things that are happening, because I think there's signs out there. And when you listen, you'll sometimes figure that all out. And so that's been really helping me. And even just sometimes the hard things that happen, because recently we've had two retired sled dogs and they were old. One was 18, the other was 16. And one of them we had to put down the end of August. And dealing with that grief is hard, but I was so glad these dogs were in our lives. They had such a good time. And then 3 months later, the other dog, you know, just, we saw the signs that, you know, just wasn't eating. It kept staring at me. And on the 5th of December, it disappeared. But my neighbors all believe that it was part of his instinct. I thought it was so comforting because you told me you had known of a dog that went somewhere to go by.
My ex-husband.
And I really think our dog just left us and was ready. Mm-hmm. But I've had to learn to like even sit in that grief and work through it. But I think before I used to run from things, and now it's just like, noticing, oh, okay, yep, I've got some grief sitting in there, but I'm learning just to sit with things more and to let these experiences happen and pivot when I need to. Like just today, I got a notice that my plane changed in Palm Springs. And that happened when I went to Puerto Vallarta in February. And it's like, okay, it's all right. My plane changed. And so it's just learning just to sit with all your emotions, just to be open. And what happened in August, being open to this change, I was going to Colorado and my sister's daughter lives in Coronado Island in California. And she said, I really need some help babysitting the kids. And at the time she was pregnant with her third child. And so I looked and there were tickets went from Denver to Coronado to San Diego. And so I pivoted and I spent a week with her. And then when I was there, I had so much fun. Another flight came up. So a couple of weeks later, I went back again, spent another week with her. So, and I'm so excited because she's in Florida right now because I have a sister there and I get to meet her baby. And, but it's just like, if I didn't stop and pivot and listen, I would have missed that opportunity.
Yeah. We're always looking at the obstacles that we get faced with. And we think, oh my gosh, you know, life is doing this to me when life is actually doing it for you for a reason. And we're just too blind to see it. And I love how open you are to, you know, kind of rolling with it. With, you know, I'm excited because I want to get more into human design in my next round of the Second Half Spark School. And I learned a lot about human design. I didn't know what it was. And the different types and what type I am. And I'm the particular type I am is somebody who's supposed to wait for the signs. And I don't know what you are. We'll have to talk about that off camera or outside of this podcast, but you're really, you probably are a manifesting generator like me because you're getting signs, you're waiting, and then you're receiving them. And then it's lighting up more possibilities in your life. And so when you try to force things and when you try to push ahead and not wait for the signs, then that's not what you should do as a manifesting generator. So yeah, it's very interesting stuff. And it's all based on when you were born and where you were born. So it's
really exciting. Yeah. Yeah, it is true. Like even this trip coming up, I wasn't supposed to leave on Sunday. And I got the sign I wanted to meet. I mentioned Karen that lived in Coronado, her baby, but they weren't going to be there as long. And when I switched my flight, my niece, and she's my sister's daughter, is 19 and she's on the same flight and we're sitting together now. So it's like if I didn't listen, I wouldn't have that opportunity to spend time with her. So
I know, that's so amazing. So what do you have in store as we wrap up? What do you have in store that you're excited about for the coming year, 2022?
So I have a lot in store again, just with travel. We have those two weddings to look forward. And I've been listening to you going on yoga retreats because I love going on yoga retreats. And so I'm interested in, I'm putting it out there. I really love the Feather Pipe Ranch and I'm thinking about going back there this year. I spent 12 years with Lilius and that would just bring me so much joy to be back in that place. It's real sacred to me. So
where's Feather? You said Feather Pipe Ranch?
Feather Pipe Ranch. It's in Helena, Montana.
Oh, that sounds gorgeous.
Yeah. So that's something I'm looking into, maybe doing a retreat there this year. And then I'm actually interested next year. I'm trying to get in shape for this, but I'm interested in taking a trip to see where my dogs used to live. So I want to do like a snow 8-day trip in the boundary area in Ely, Minnesota. And I was either thinking doing canoeing or a snow one. So I'm not sure which one I'm going to do. The snow one would be with sled dogs. So I could see where my sled dogs were. So I'm just like opening up my mind to like these different possibilities, but I've always wanted to see where they lived. And I think it would bring me a lot of joy just to do that sled thing. And it would push me to train to do that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Cause you would actually operate a sled?
Well, what I would do is we would be with the dogs on their sleds, but we would be cross country skiing.
Got it. Yeah. That would take some,
It's out and care of the supplies.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. They carry, so you don't have to carry as much. They help with supplies. Oh, one thing I've really enjoyed meeting you was that I've learned to not let age stop me from doing the things I love.
Yes. I like that. That's for sure. Yeah. I just saw on Facebook, somebody did, there's a part of me that's always wanted to do a marathon just because I want to say I've done a marathon. But then part of me is like, only crazy people do marathons. Who would want to run and put their body through that, you know, 26.1 miles or whatever it is. And then somebody who I knew from my Beachbody days, and she's not really in shape, but she did the Disney marathon and she had the coolest medal with like a Disney character on it. And it's completely flat in Florida. So I started to think maybe I could do the Disney marathon. Maybe that is something that, and she said she walked part of it and she just felt so accomplished because she did this marathon. And I know when people do them, they feel so like they have reached such an achievement, such a pinnacle, you know, in their life.
I've actually run 8 marathons. So, it's a really fun thing to do.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right, Laura, thanks for coming back in and visiting and being an inspiration, not only to me, because as a teacher, people think, they learn from the teacher. I learn from the students and I get inspired every single day watching you all who have done the work and inspiring people who have, are in a place where you were and be the example to show that it's so totally possible and it can happen really fast. Changes.
Thank you so much. It's very my fast. Joy and my yes. honor to be here yes. today. Thank yes. you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.